changed. No running.
Excuse me, Miss Waddle.
Yes, Mr. West?
All set for Friday?
I think so. How do you mean, all set?
Not sure if my car will get us to Devon. Will yours?
To Devon? Alan, if we absolutely must spend half term under canvas, couldn't we do it on Hampstead Heath?
No, Devon.
This is some kind of a test, isn't it?
No, of course not. What are you doing, Crosser?
A Night on the Tor by Carey Harrison, with Philip Jackson, Tara Dominic, and Richard Pierce. A Night on the Tor.
Do you mean here? Alan?
What?
Do you mean here? Not much of a view.
Looks all right to me.
Need some help?
Oh, no thanks. Try up on that rock if you want a view.
I can't climb that.
And you a gymnast? You can do it.
I'm not sure for tensing.
I'll give you a leg up if you like.
No, it's all right.
I'll get the tent started.
Ow!
Careful.
Bits of glass.
Ross?
There's bits of bottle on this bloody rock. I'm all right. I can see the car.
Wonderful.
Can't see much else. But there's a hilltop opposite looks interesting. More interesting than this one. It's got a sort of rim all round. Could be a dike. It's just grass, but there's a dip around the rim and trees.
How many?
Oh, 10 or 11. Do you think it's an old fort?
Could be. Or a burial ground, if there's a ring of trees. Should be 13 of them.
Oh.
That's what your book said. 13 lunar months, 13 trees.
10 of them. And one more up on top, towards the middle, on its own. Looks like a thorn tree, but it's very thick. It's bent right over, almost to the ground. Bit like you, with all the kit.
Ha, ha, ha.
You said you hadn't read my book.
Read chapter one, Sacrificial Stones of Britain. Good photographs.
Hello, I found something. Right here, Alan, I found something. An old inscription. Runic, I should say. In runes. Guess what it says?
Alan loves Carol.
That's right. I've been here before, you bastard. Who's Carol?
I've never been here in my life. It doesn't say that, does it?
No, nearly. You weren't far off. Sharon loves Andy.
Really?
That's not all. There's initials all over the place. Is this a famous spot, or what?
A good spot for camping, at a guess. Picnicking.
Look. Look, it's moving up the rock. The sun. Do come and see.
I can't now.
Quick. It's going to set behind the hill. Oh, it's amazing. Looks like a volcano now. There's just the flat part on the top that's full of light. With the trees. As if they're floating in it. Sun's on the rim. It's touching the hill. Going down. Now look. Do look. It's going down so fast. The light moving up me now. Up my arm.
Careful. Don't fall off.
Do look.
I'm watching.
Fingertips. See? Gone. Oh. Gone. I can see you now.
Are you all right?
You didn't see it.
I'd rather watch you.
It's still glowing. All the grass along the top, as if it's on fire. And in the trees. Everything else is dark. There's someone there. Someone coming. There's somebody up there. Got the binoculars? He's on the top now. He's come up from the other side. He's on the wall now.
Catch.
He's got binoculars too. I'm sure he's got binoculars. He's looking at me. Yes, yes, he's waving. Oh, he's just a schoolboy. Christ almighty.
What's the matter? Ross, what's happening?
Nothing. It's Colin bloody Prosser.
Oh, yes, good old Colin.
What do you mean? Did you know he was here?
Of course I didn't. Don't be so absurd. It can't be Colin Prosser.
No, it can't be. Can it?
Let me see.
He's gone. He went after he waved to me. I saw him when he turned away.
But no one knows we're here.
I know. I suppose he could have followed us.
He doesn't drive. Not legally. I mean, he's what, 15?
His brother's got a bike.
It's well over 100 miles. Even Colin must have better things to do.
It could be one way to spend half term. Trailing us. I can see 5A chipping in, can't you? For petrol money.
Oh, definitely.
Have you heard about Mr. Wardle and Miss West? They're spending half term in a tent. Get some pictures of them.
Roz!
It looked like Colin Prosser. Need a hand with that. What is this? What I'm sitting on?
Precambrian? I don't know.
Oh, come on. I'm interested.
I couldn't tell you. It's an outcrop. Lots of them round here.
You don't think it was put here?
No. Oh, it could have been. I doubt it, though. It's not exactly Stonehenge.
What is it? Are you annoyed or something?
Not in the least. No more than anyone trying to put up a tent single-handed while someone sits and watches.
Learn to ask, you silly sod. Here I come. Not very elegant.
Give us a cartwheel, then.
Righto. Ready?
Lucky 5A didn't see that one. They'll hear about it, though.
You dare.
Not me. It's Prosser, over there with his binocs.
Where? Liar.
Now, grasp this tent pole firmly by the right hand and maintain it in a vertical position. Ross?
Wait a minute. Did you lock the car?
Of course I did.
I want to see if it's still there.
What for?
Because a locked door might not stop him.
For God's sake, Roz.
I only want to make sure.
If you climb that rock again, I'm leaving, understood? You know as well as I do, Prosser has not chased us all the way down the A30. I'm not spending a week guarding the car or catering to your desire to get laid with a gang of third years looking on.
To my desire?
Your fear, same difference. Hello, that's not Burnham Wood, that's 5A, dressed as peeping pine trees.
Oh, very funny.
Come here and shut your gob. Hold the front straight while I get inside and put the other end up. Make it easier.
You sure now?
It's my tent, woman.
When did you last use it? If you don't mind my asking.
Never. I'm going in now. I may be some time.
What, you mean you've never put it up?
I've put it up dozens of times. I've used it, that's all. It was the children's, they used it.
I see.
Past the ridge pole.
Did you never do this then? With Jan?
What? Ah, in a tent you mean. Vertical, hold it straight.
I am. I meant this kind of holiday.
I said hold it straight.
I am.
We can run that one, I suppose, while we put up the tent. Ex-wife wasn't the outdoor type, missed the toaster. Preferred package tours to Tenerife. Got the picture?
Yes.
Satisfied? Look, if you can't hold this vertical...
Alan! Put up the sodding tent yourself.
Ross, don't let go of it. Don't let... Ow! Meanwhile, somewhere in the Arctic Circle, young Dick Frankenstein is working late in the laboratory. Beneath the shadowy tarpaulin lies a strange fossil that buried old Dr. McKinnon in the avalanche. Suddenly, it begins to stir. The blob from outer space is on the move.
Oh, there you are. Goes down a whiz with the 8-year-old.
I believe you.
But young Rowena Frankenstein is still bent silently over her notes as the shrouded presence oozes up to her. It speaks.
Give us a cuddle.
Why, Dr. McKinnon, I thought you were dead.
I am, girl, and so are you if you won't give us a kiss.
It's getting dark. Let's finish the tent first.
Come on, then.
Alan, what did you tell Jan when you took the tent?
Taking the tent, love, all right? Yes, love. Offer the new tea to love, all right? Yes, love. We're divorced. She doesn't want to know, Ross. She's all right.
Living with somebody or what?
Not yet. She loves me, she says. I love you.
What?
That's what she says to me.
You earned that one. You can come in now. Lend a hand. Us blobs should stick together.
You'll be lucky. What's next?
On the ridgepole.
I'm talking about the tent. Did you hear something?
No.
Out there?
No. Next, the zip.
It's stuck.
Never mind, come here. Take off your glasses, Miss Frankenstein. My mistake, put them back on again.
Do I look better now, Doctor?
Not really, but you've been kissing the ground sheet. Once more from the top, please.
Oh, Dr. McKinnon. Oh. Oh, Alan.
Excuse me.
Oh, Christ.
Alan? Alan, there's somebody out there.
Just ignore it. He'll go away.
Excuse me.
Alan?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah? What can we do for you, then?
It's the boy I saw from the rock.
Not Colin Prosser, though, is it?
No.
Excuse me, but were you going to spend the night there?
What does it look like to you?
Not private property, is it?
Yes.
Yours, by any chance?
No. I've got written permission.
Thinks he's going to boot us off, does he?
Are we in your way or something?
What's all that gear? Doing some sort of surveying?
No, not really.
We can move. It's all right.
What's it about? What are the instruments?
Look, we'll move on if you'd rather.
Wait on. What's it about?
It's about that rock, that's all. I'm taking readings.
Readings?
You can ask him. He's a geologist.
Are you?
Not exactly. Teacher. Teach geography. I'm no geologist.
He's being modest.
Give over.
Is that why you're here?
How do you mean?
Research.
No. You still haven't told us why you're here.
Well, same reason as you, presumably.
Where's your tent, then?
I don't need one. I sleep in my van.
Can't you tell us about the instruments? You're not just camping.
Nor are you.
What?
Are you? What are you doing?
Not a lot, thanks to you.
This is Ingleby Tor, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I think so. That's the rock.
Why? Is it famous?
Not terribly.
What for?
Ghosties.
You do know... Don't you?
No.
No, we don't bloody know.
Well, it's not all that famous, actually. It's called the Devil's Birthplace.
What is that rock?
No, I don't think so.
You mean the whole tour? Is it? Why?
I've no idea.
The Devil's Birthplace. It sounds important.
No, that doesn't mean a great deal, I'm afraid. There's one in Somerset called that, one in the Isle of Man, and three in Shropshire. I could go on if you want. There's no end of them in Wales.
Gets around the devil.
Yes.
What's so special about this one? Are there stories?
Not that I know.
Nothing, do you mean?
Well, I don't quite know. I'm not an expert in this area.
But you're investigating it, are you? Research?
That sort of thing, yes. Not just this one, though. All sorts of places. I've already covered 30 sites. 34, counting this one. It's my third devil's birthplace.
What do you do?
I've got these instruments and I make recordings.
What sort of recordings?
Well, people like to make fun of it, but it's rather complicated, really. Unless you know about that sort of thing. Force fields, electromagnetic levels, dots and dashes. Nothing very, you know, magical. Comes out on strips of paper, wavy lines.
Who's it for, yourself?
Mainly. There's a society I joined in Leicester. It's our local branch. I'm vice president. I do all the work.
He's the devil's gynecologist.
Don't you want to put all that stuff down?
Thanks.
There must be some stories attached to this place, surely.
Yes, probably. I'm not terribly interested in stories.
Why not?
Well, there are always stories. A place with a name like this tends to work on people's minds. Can do, anyway.
Is that the way you look at it?
Partly. I don't mean we discount stories. There's just no way of telling, really. People come to this sort of place just for a lark or something. for a dare, say, or out of curiosity, you know? And they see things. I don't find that terribly significant myself. You can spend the night in the back garden and get scared out of your wits. Imagine all sorts of things. Ghosties and things.
And you're after the facts with all this?
I wouldn't say the facts. It's not a word one agrees on awfully easily. It's one form of evidence, that's all.
You knew this was a haunted hill, didn't you? You wanted to come up here.
Don't be so daft. They're all bloody haunted round here, so-called. Ask him.
Are they?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Once you start delving into it...
You swear you didn't bring me here on purpose.
Look, I'm just not remotely interested. We'll leave now if you'd rather. Suits me. Well?
Look, it isn't actually a haunted hill.
What is it, then?
It isn't anything. It's got a name, that's all, that links it with, you know, early religion. Hence the devil. It's the old religion. There's nothing malevolent about it, to my knowledge. I mean, obviously, if you want to move, you know, I'll help you.
I don't quite understand. What sort of thing do you expect to happen?
Nothing on the whole, on past experience. Well, not visually, at any rate. But I've only just started, and there are thousands of sites.
And this one? I mean, it has to be right here, does it? This bit of the tour?
Well, it's the only major outcrop. This is directional, you see, the electrograph. It needs something perpendicular, like the rock.
That's why we chose it, too, for shelter.
Well, I wish you a comfortable night.
In the words of Count Dracula.
No, I want you to stay. And I want us to stay. I want to see.
We can't. We're in the way. The devil's not going to come clambering over all this, tripping and cursing. Holy Father, it's them bloody campers again.
It's up to you. You won't be in the line of fire. The only trouble is the rods. I put those all round the site.
Like a radio telescope?
That sort of thing, in miniature. The danger is if you wake up at night and, you know, you're caught short.
Oh, great. Tend to bump into them.
Worse. If you're desperate, you'll cause a short circuit.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sleep. I want to see what happens. I hope you've got a crucifix. Have you?
No.
You don't understand. He is the devil. How do you know which side he's up?
I try not to take sides, actually.
You want to wait up to you?
Don't you?
You do what you like. I don't want to feel wrecked or weak. Wake me when the devil rides.
Yes. Well, the thing is, there's rather a hum.
A hum?
From the electrograph. It makes a noise, from the point of view of sleeping.
I don't believe this.
Well, we can move the tent, then. He said he'd help. But I want to be here. There's other nights. I'd like to see this.
As long as you realise nothing happens.
What the hell are you doing it for, then? Don't you believe in it?
Believe in what, exactly?
You tell me. You're the Vice President.
It's not a matter of belief. It isn't a religious order.
You don't believe in anything?
No, it's the other way about. I believe in all sorts of things.
As long as it's in dots and dashes.
No. I'll believe in ghosties, if I see them. I believe in this, too. It's what I said. It's just another form of evidence.
Perhaps I'm wrong. I'd expect you to approve of that, as a position.
Oh, I do, as a position. I don't see the need for any instruments, that's all. Why try and bolt it down?
Why not?
Depends on your audience. That's why I asked you who it was for. Some people only believe in that sort of evidence.
That's their problem.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Look, would you like to eat with us?
I've got my sandwiches. Thanks all the same.
You're welcome to join us, please. I'm Roz.
Ollie.
And this is Alan.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, would you mind if I start to set up my rods?
Do what you like.
I'll make us some food. Don't be a spoil sport.
Me a spoil sport? I'll get the food. It's in the car.
I can manage. Car keys?
Hey, have you heard the one about the 12 disciples on the road? Christ says, all pick up stones. He doesn't say what size. Peter picks up a great big rock. Judas picks up a pebble. On they go. The hours pass. It's lunchtime, Lord. All right, says Christ. Hey, presto, all their stones are bread. Judas stares at his crumb. Next day, all pick up stones. Judas picks up a dirty great boulder. On they stagger, hours pass, Judas collapsing. Lunchtime, Lord. All right, says Christ, put your rocks down. I've brought sandwiches. Knew that one, did you, Wally?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Car keys.
Righto. Your turn, Judas.
Could you... Sorry, Alan. Do you think you could give me a hand with the cable? I'm trying to make a circle here, around the rock.
All this your stuff? Did you make it, I mean?
Not me. A chap called McKinnon. He's a bit of an inventor.
McKinnon?
Do you know him?
No. No, I just wonder where you got the name.
How do you mean?
I used it earlier, while you were prowling around outside the tent.
Sorry? I thought you said you didn't know him.
I don't. I invented him.
In other words, you think I'm lying?
No. Not necessarily. Could be coincidence. What did you think when you heard us talking about McKinnon?
I'm afraid I didn't.
Just a coincidence, then.
No such thing. It's prolepsis.
Meaning?
Time slip. You foresaw or foreheard in this case without realising.
I can't make you out. One moment you're the sceptic, next minute you're Madame Blavatsky.
You think so? I just gave you the jargon, that's all.
In which you believe, or not, as you believe in everything.
You make it sound so mystical. Some things are fairly common knowledge. Foresight isn't that much of a challenge to the modern mind.
But coincidence is.
Coincidence is how you look at it. Don't touch that box, please!
Whatever you say.
What is it, like a seismograph?
Sort of. It's fairly primitive. The ink stops getting through sometimes and you get a long blank roll of paper.
And you don't think that might be significant?
What? Like those photographs of men from Mars that never quite come out?
Not necessarily. I thought it was supposed to get suddenly cold when spirits appear. Perhaps the ink freezes.
Still, it wouldn't impress a lot of people. Blank pieces of paper.
That's their problem, right?
Goodness, look at that.
What?
The rods. What happens if I jump inside the circle?
That. That's the electrograph, you see. Measures fluctuations in the magnetic field.
And what does that tell you?
Well, old Mac believes different psychic phenomena affect electromagnetism in specific ways. Consistently. The first step is a survey of a lot of different sites, noting the things that are supposed to happen and taking the levels. See if there's a correlation. I do the legwork. The rest is up to McKinnon. He's the expert.
Did you say McKinnon?
Not our McKinnon. Friend of Ollie's.
What?
Oh, you sort it out. I've got work to do.
I don't understand. Is he taking the piss?
I don't know. A lot of hardware, if it's all a joke. Thing is, the magnetic field could fluctuate, I suppose, if you believe the stories. All that stuff about cars stopping for the supernatural.
To give it a lift, you mean?
Oh, like clock stopping, something inhibiting the mechanism.
One thing occurred to me, to be honest. Might be unfair. I was just wondering if he really climbed the wrong hill, opposite. Whether he didn't just fancy some company. He only saw me, a woman on her own, waving.
And this isn't the real devil's birthplace?
No, it's the one out there with 13 trees on it. The one I saw.
Wonderful. Why are we staying then, if he's bullshitting?
Well, he's got a nice line in chat.
What's wrong with mine?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I was looking forward to our first night under the stars.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not too late, you know, to leave. Unless you feel you've made a pact.
With whom? With Ollie?
Or Beelzebub?
Blood's a bit loose. I don't suppose you've got a torch.
We've got a lamp. Hang on.
Oh, Christ. What's this?
Oh, I've got it.
Alan, how am I supposed to cook? My sense of smell?
Don't wait 5 minutes. Bloody thing. Sorry, it doesn't seem to work.
That's all right. I've got a flashlight in the van.
Battery's dead. Would you believe it?
Yes.
Say again? Look, I took the lamp the way I took the tent, without checking. The less time spent with Jan, the better, or do you find that hard to understand?
I thought you said she was all right.
I said she was.
Alan.
What?
Let's move, all right?
Don't play the martyr, Roz.
I'm not. I'd like to stay, yes, but if you're going to be tetchy, I'd much rather do what you want. What is it? Don't want to owe me one, is that it?
Just counting. I'd rather you owed me, love. I'll collect tomorrow night.
Without the backing.
Eh?
You planned this, didn't you?
Fix it with Ollie, you mean? Arrange to meet him here?
No, the night on the tour with the spooks. You read up your route, didn't you? Did your homework, all that stuff about the lunar months. I bet this place is mentioned in sacrificial stones. Did you find it in the index?
Scout's honour, there was no mention of this.
Some scout. Perhaps Ollie's got a few spare batteries we could use.
Why, don't you like it in the dark?
Stop it! Alan, don't! Let me go!
What do you mean, without the backing?
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? That's why you planned it. The backing. Need a little supernatural to boost the charge. A little supercharge to make it hum. Let me go! Thank you.
Ross, why don't we just let him set up his ruddy instruments? We'll take the car, go and have a nice meal somewhere, come back and meet the devil on a full stomach. I could do with a drink, I really could.
You go, if you want.
All right. I think I will.
Machine. It's only me.
What's happening, Roz?
I'm in the circle by the rock.
God, I've been asleep.
I shouldn't be here, should I? The machine's getting excited.
How long have I been asleep?
About 4 hours.
Four? Oh, don't say that. 4 hours? It can't be. Half the bloody night. Why did you let me sleep?
I wasn't sure whether you took a kip some night. I'd have woken you if anything had happened, if the buzzing had started up or anything.
Well, it has now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as I make a note. How long have you been in there?
Only seconds. I've just walked in when you woke up.
Yes, changing frequency usually does the trick.
Shall I come out now?
Half the bloody night gone. I'm sorry. Have you been all right?
Perfectly fine. Anyway, nothing happened.
Well, I warned you.
I wasn't expecting fireworks. It's lovely staying up all night outdoors. I've never done it like this. But what with Alan marching off to find a boozer.
I'm sorry if I caused things by arriving.
It isn't you. Or old Nick. I've done quite a lot of thinking.
What do you teach?
Me? Ah, that's a good question. I teach maths. Maths is my subject.
Mine too. My best subject.
Well, you're still at school?
No, I'll be 20 in July.
Will you? You don't look it.
We had a first-rate maths teacher.
I'm not teaching at the moment. Well, not what you call teaching. I do gym and the swimming sessions. Alan used to be a bit of an all-rounder.
Did he?
I'm sorry, I didn't think. Do you want some coffee? I've got some in the thermos.
No, thanks. Yes, please.
Come sit down.
Oh. Thanks.
Skiing champion. Army of the Rhine in 73. Alan, I mean. He's lost all interest, though, now. Says he hates sport.
Same with me. I used to support the city. Never go now.
Oh, what city?
Leicester. Leicester City. Lost all interest.
Not me. I still play.
Football?
Not football, no. Something just as silly.
Cricket?
God, no.
Squash?
No. Water polo.
Ah, that's a smashing game.
I think so. I'm an international.
You play for England?
I have done. Not just a pretty face. Good legs.
Gosh.
Actually, the competition's not all that fierce. I mean, for places in the team. One of our best players has got one arm. Strong arm, though.
I bet.
I used to swim, but not at that level. I wanted to swim for England. Coffee all right?
Fine, thanks. So you teach at the same school?
The same school?
As your husband?
Yes. Actually, no. He's not my husband.
Whoops.
Same school, though. Same folks, same bits of news. It's like a marriage, as you noticed. Same unbroken bliss. I'd already met him, actually, before I got the job. In foreign parts we met, on the ski slopes.
Sounds romantic.
And it could have been. It was the children's ski slopes. He had half the school in tow, and they had a terrific holiday, distracting Alan. One girl kept on skiing into me. He hadn't taught her how to stop, or so she claimed. I was in charge of an equally perceptive bunch of kids. It was a great start. This spring I went up for a job. I just wanted to move, really. Knew it was Alan's school. I didn't get in touch with him, though. I just sort of hovered in the corridor after the interview. Well, fancy meeting you. He claims now that he didn't get me the job. He didn't, I don't think. Mind you, he likes to say he didn't, so I'll think he did.
Christ.
What?
Is that the way you operate?
You mean there's another way?
I bloody hope so.
Oh, don't tell Alan. He revels in it. He spent a year once trying to be a monk. Should have been a bloody Jesuit.
You mean he was a monk?
Well, a novice, whatever you are at 18, apprentice monk. He'd gone and joined up. Joined the army, I mean. One drunken afternoon, aged 18. And then he panicked. Took refuge in a monastery in Cheshire somewhere. I think it was what he really wanted. The robe, pontificating, all that. He must have been in his element in an ecclesiastical debate. With respect, Brother Ignatius. Cold baths, once more round the cloisters. Plain song. Now it's what's the capital of Venezuela. Take your hands out your pockets.
Why did he give up?
Too much like school, would you believe? He didn't get far, mind you. He was nabbed by the military police as soon as he came out. Over the wall and into the putties. He says it was a piece of cake, compared to Matins. Never looked back, anyway. Took to manoeuvres like a duck to water. Mum and Dad must have been relieved. Our kid a corporal, just like Dad, fighting the Jerrys. Learning to talk smutty, just like Dad. So much for the Doncaster divine. He wouldn't be seen dead in a church now.
You do some funny things at 18, I suppose. Who knows what I'll be doing when I'm 40.
He's not that old.
Sorry.
You're not that different, you know. What I mean is, Alan took it all pretty seriously. The call. Well, you'd have to up there. It's not what you call a hive of spiritual activity.
You'd be surprised. There's lots of stories about the most unlikely places. There's a man in Newcastle who just appears every so often, out of thin air, on the street. Lots of people have seen him. Supposedly it has to do with antimatter and parallel universes. He sort of indicated, this man, that he comes from somewhere in the Swan constellation. That's the story. He makes signs. He looks sort of normal, but speaks no known language.
I believe it. Sounds like Alan's dad to me.
It's not permanent, is it? What happened earlier?
The row? No. I've been wondering, though, whether we came here to get away or break up.
You seem fairly calm about it. I don't think you ought to just...
Do you know their names? The constellations?
I mean, if you ask me...
Yes.
Look, it's all right. I'm not about to make a pass at you.
Aren't you?
No. I've got a girlfriend.
Oh, that explains it, then.
I was about to say something, though. I was about to say...
Oh,
if you don't want to stand still for it, if you want to clear off... Well, there's my van. I could pack up. I'm sorry, but he seems like a surly bugger to me. You're wasted on him. I know it's none of my business, but if you want to go...
Ollie!
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I could ever teach.
I didn't think I could. Don't think I'm born to it. Alan is. He's a bloody good teacher. I said he's a bloody good teacher. I'm not just saying it because he might be listening. He's a superb teacher, ironically enough.
He's here? In the tent?
Well, he's asleep. Don't worry. Pissed out of his skull. He came back while you were sleeping. Didn't say a word. He were that pickled. Made a few signs.
You sure he's gone to sleep?
He must have. He fought his sleeping bag for 10 minutes. That was to get it open. Got it open, fell over, and hasn't moved since 12:30. Alan? What are you doing?
I'm packing my gear.
I'm sorry. Look, I know he's asleep. I know he's breathing. Honestly, I just thought you ought to know that he'd come back. That's all.
Is it?
Don't be scared. You've got him all wrong. He's the last of the big softies.
Well, I'm the last of the small softies, and I'm not staying for the next round.
Of what? He's lying pretty low if he's awake, isn't he?
If you want to know, it isn't him I'm getting clear of.
Oh, Ollie. You really care?
No. I feel mucked around. That's all.
I've said I'm sorry. Come here. Stop looking shirty.
I'm not even 20.
Come on, then. Give us a kiss.
What?
Oh, Christ. Pack up your bloody space station and go.
All right, then.
Just a joke, love.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter?
Something's gone. I mean, in the electrograph.
What's gone? You mean it isn't working?
It's working. It's perfectly all right. I can't find the barometer.
Oh.
It was inside.
Do you need it? I'd say it was holding fair myself.
I have to note the temperature. That's vital data.
Oh, I see. What a shame.
It was there earlier.
How do you mean?
Well, when I set up the instruments.
You mean you think I nicked it?
No, of course not. Did you?
Didn't I mention? I'm the Highgate kleptomaniac. Lose your knickers if you're not too careful. I don't need your barometer. And I watched Alan every inch when he returned. Watched him like a bloody hawk, waiting for him to say something. He couldn't find his way into his own tent, never mind rifle your machinery.
He was screwed down both ends.
Well, I think I can safely say he wasn't up to screwing or unscrewing.
I'd better take another look. Can I borrow your lamp?
It's hardly worth a search, is it?
How do you mean?
Well, if Satan's made it disappear. Or one of those things, what, parallel universes? Unless you happen to know the way into one.
The point about the parallel universe is that it's already got one. Barometer, I mean. Exactly like mine. It would be my anti-barometer, in fact.
Perhaps they took it for a spare.
That isn't what you really think, is it?
What about you?
No, frankly, if you want to know.
Could it have dropped out over by your van?
The box was bolted. Barometer screwed down. I'll ask Alan in the morning.
He didn't go anywhere near your instruments, Ollie.
I simply meant he might remember whether it was in there, inside the box, when he was looking in it.
Let's ask him now.
No, please.
Why not? The drunken sod.
Oh, look, I know he didn't pinch it. Please.
Alan?
Hmm?
Wake up.
Hmm?
God almighty, Alan. Hmm. Perhaps this is the parallel universe in here. If so, it stinks of beer. Alan?
Piss off.
Wake up a moment. It's important. Oh, come on, Alan.
It'll wait, Roz.
No, why should it? I feel as if I've seen his dad now on a Saturday night. Imagine sleeping next to that.
What is it, then? Any luck? Where's the ghostie?
Did you see a barometer in the electrograph?
Forget it.
What have you two been up to? Hide and seek?
It's disappeared, Alan. Did you see it earlier?
He was here. Definitely.
Where's he going? Hang on. Hang on, young fella. You can't just walk out. Unless you'd rather do this out there in the dark.
Do what?
Between us two. I know it's late, but unless I'm being exceptionally dense, you, my lad, have implied that I'm a bloody thief.
Oh, cut out the northern heavy, would you mind?
Thought I'd missed that one, didn't you? Too pissed. Well, that's all right. I'm not offended. I haven't got your barometer. I know where his little instrument is, though.
Oh, where?
Ask him.
Sorry?
He's buried it, to give us all a little tingle.
Have I?
Of course you have. You wouldn't want to disappoint her, I know that. Satisfaction guaranteed, care of the Occult Tourist Board.
Something tells me you've been listening.
You think I needed to?
You tell me.
What time is it?
3:45.
4 hours of the best sleep in the world. Whatever you've been doing, it's your business. I'd rather it stayed that way too, by the sound of it.
I think I'll switch off now. The network's been on far too long in any case.
Relax, Ollie. Bad taste comes naturally to me. Just going through the motions.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Not at all. I'm sorry. There. Am I behaving better now, dear?
Yes, dear. Now shut your gob, for goodness sake.
She's got away with people. Usually it's up 2-3, down 2-3. I don't know if she told you, she's our gym mistress. Did she add, till there's an opening in maths?
No.
Ah, that's what they bribed her with. Maths is her subject. Heard the saga?
Ignore him, he's still drunk.
Certainly. Whoop. Hey, where's the coffee?
What's this about a bribe, exactly?
If there's a vacancy in maths. I don't know whether I want it, really. Whatever he says.
She wants it.
Why not?
Like the rest of us. Why be a bloody teacher in the first place? And don't tell me you love the bloody kids. It's love them, love their O-levels. It's 3 bags full, miss. Love them, love the little fatted geese. Ros loves one thing. Water. Not H2O. Water. Some of us climbed out of the primal soup of ocean onto protozoic slime called land. Not Roz. The waters never broke for her. No baby screams at bath time, no. Another record for the British bathtub. Only 6 months old, the freestyle queen. Until the world wants something more, something it can write up. The plucky 12-year-old from Harrow on the verge of major honours in the 100-metre backstroke. Or is it the butterfly? The creature wants to swim, but no, she's got to crawl first. Burnt out at 14, never made the side. Pensioned off to water polo, where the team consists of everyone who's not minding the baby that particular day. Your words. Still, it's England. It's an honour. Enough to float a final sprint at school, scrape university, a maths degree. That's good. Teaching job. And that's it. 20-30 hours a week. No time for socials, foreign tours, for get-togethers with the team. Decides she's had her fun. It's time to hate her life, her work, herself. One term, she's tired. She falls asleep without undressing. Goes to school unchanged. Next day, next week. Stays in the same clothes without washing, night and day. All term. People say, you're having a nervous breakdown, Roz. She says, am I? I don't feel different. Take a term off, Roz, or more, whatever's necessary. She leaves. No job, no cash, no boyfriends. Sits in Harrow where the clippings stare. The plucky 24-year-old on the verge of major breakdown. Parents take to the analyst. Roz says, I'm having a nervous breakdown. He says, cobblers, go and get changed, have a bath. She says, I can't. I'm too big for the bathtub, Daddy. So he takes her to the public baths and throws her in. That's what I call a man of science. Glory be. She comes up blue with chlorine. It's a goal from 20 yards. Back in the polo team, back in the short skirts, back to work. Bit short of references, but there's more clippings now. Plucky little sports mistress. New school, new boyfriend. New discoveries. She likes the children. Likes their bodies. Up 2-3. Not 1 and 2 makes 3. And one day, come the revolution, she could be the yoga mistress. You got a dream. Inside,
She burns with shame. Still the fish out of water. Bit of a freak. Clever and pretty with it. The intellectual gym mistress. The blue stocking in bathing dress, waiting for an opening in maths. Or?
Or?
The old solution. Water babies of your own. To fatten for the slaughter.
Seems I'm the only one here who believes in anything.
Does it? Say something, Ollie.
I'm going to bed. Where are the wash bags?
That's my girl. Meanwhile, back at the school gymnasium, the true believer brushing her teeth at the devil's birthplace.
Devil's bullshit! Even he doesn't believe in it.
What do you believe in, then?
In love, you miserable bastards.
Nicely put.
All right. What have you put in my wash bag? What's this?
It's my barometer.
What?
Easy, Ros. Just give it to me, Ros. Ros, don't. Good arm. Ros? Ros? That was a pretty cheap joke, Ollie. Might have worked better if she'd have found it earlier.
It wasn't me, you imbecile.
Now look, I swear to God, Ollie...
You don't believe in God, Alan. Not these days.
That's where you're wrong, my son. I don't believe in taking his name in vain or any other way, unless it's all you have left. Understand?
I don't understand what's going on here.
Why do you want to? Would you like a hand to pick up the bits?
I'm not going in that circle tonight. She did.
Then I'll do it.
No.
Frightened? Switch off your box of tricks, then.
They're not causing it.
You sure?
Leave it!
Want a fight, old son?
All right.
Well, you've got the wrong man here. Last of the big softies. As Ros would say.
Where's she got to?
Easy, young Frankenstein. Women take a while.
I'm going to bed.
Good night. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be wearing pink pyjamas when she comes.
Where's the other sleeping bag?
That's here. Ros?
Don't talk to me. One of you played that childish joke with the barometer, or both, when I went down to get the food.
Hardly. The boy didn't do it, Ros. He's scared stiff. I didn't either. I didn't do it.
Let go, Alan.
Congratulations. That leaves you.
Oh, you think I'd smash up his equipment for a joke?
We better get out of here, then. Come back tomorrow for the tent.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
You didn't like my bedtime story?
Well, I thought it was very soothing.
Good.
Why did you come away with me? Where the hell are you going?
Going for a drive.
For God's sake, Alan. I can see you on the rock. I should get off there before you fall and crack your skull. Alan? Please, Alan! Please come down. It's not safe. Please come down, all right? Stop playing silly buggers!
You're all right.
Ros!
I saw you fall out of the light. I ran back and you weren't there.
Roz! You fell. Keep away. You're saying you saw me? What's going on?
You were up there, stretched up. You fell straight back towards me.
Keep away. You're playing tricks.
What?
When you fell, I watched you.
What?
No, you'd have broken your neck.
Come here.
You were standing on the rock.
Ollie, did you see anything?
No, I...
What did you see, for Christ's sake?
You. I'm sure it was you. Falling. I heard the machine. I looked up. I ran back like a madman. No one there.
You stood the same way I did when the sun went down. You reached up. I said to stop it.
Switch the box off. Switch it off!
Alan?
Stay clear of it now, please.
Remember when I was up there for the first time, at sunset?
Stay clear of the equipment.
I just want to look at the tape, all right? I won't touch anything.
It's set where Ollie was, on that hill opposite the rock.
Look at this. It's just gone mad. Ollie, look at the tape.
I know. Wait. I'm going to try something.
When you arch back, as if you were stabbed, when you were up there on the rock.
Roz, I wasn't up there.
When I saw you then, you fell back as if someone stabbed you from behind. Look, suppose there was a sacrifice here on the rock at sunset.
I shouldn't wonder. Most bank holidays. Shortage of virgins, though. All right. Why didn't anything happen to you when you were up there?
Because I was there, actually there, acting it out. I triggered this whole thing.
How do you mean?
What's happening?
Ollie? Where's Ollie?
I'm up here, on the rock.
Get off, for goodness sake!
It's all right.
Don't do that!
Ollie!
Just be quiet, would you, both of you? Right. I'm coming down now.
Why the hell's he all right up there? We must have been dreaming.
No. It's all to do with us. What's happening to us? We saw each other. Don't you see? We saw each other fall. All I did was trigger it earlier.
You've lost me.
By acting it out at sunset. When I was up there, stretched up. Now, do you remember what you were talking about before? Your bedtime story?
Arrow bats?
No, not that. My water babies. Look, at one time, men didn't connect intercourse with birth. Nobody did, supposedly, right? And later on, the women held the secret by restricting intercourse to orgiastic rites, so that nobody knew who the father was.
Midnight orgies.
You read that bit, then?
Page 12.
Well, that's right, though, isn't it? Midnight orgies.
Well, don't ask me. I couldn't get tickets.
And that's what your bedtime story was about. My water babies. And whether you wanted them. Whether they be yours or mine.
Was it?
Don't lie, Alan. You saw it too. We were possessed. Don't you remember how it felt before it happened, when you grabbed my arm?
Boring. Unnecessary. Stupid.
And frightening. I saw you fall.
There's nothing here. Nothing on the tape.
But listen, both of you. There was a new king every 6 months. He was sacrificed before he could become a father. That's right, isn't it, Ollie?
Pardon? I don't know. That's all folklore, isn't it? Nobody knows.
But there were sacrifices.
At the solstice.
Is it the solstice?
No. Next month. Nothing. I'm sorry.
How do you mean?
On the machine. Nothing.
But it was going mad. It scrawled all over. Alan, you said it...
Yes.
Let me see.
Hello. Malfunction?
No.
What happened there?
I thought you might tell me.
It's all here. Look, all over the tape. I mean, how do you mean nothing?
Nothing unusual, in fact. Unfortunately.
Unusual? But what about this? It screamed. The thing was screaming.
Yes. Just like now, when I was there.
What do you mean? Well, that could be other forces, not just you.
No. You don't understand. It works the other way. Lowers the frequency when something supernatural, to use the word, occurs. The graph falls and the noise. Lower levels. How low depends on the phenomena accordingly. You see?
Well, yes, of course. That's more or less what I was saying earlier, Ross. Inhibits the mechanism. Slows it up. Clock stopping and so forth, rather than speeds it up.
Don't be absurd. You're not telling me nothing happened.
Of course not. No. I mean... I wasn't there.
Ah, yes. Beg your pardon.
Not interested.
Sorry?
Just an old story. Scared out of your wits in the back garden. Well, you went off to Kip and missed out. The great ghost hunter. The fearless spectre hound. Not interested.
Look.
Yes, you've explained it. All you care about is your sodding tape.
Careful with it.
The devil could arrive and do a toothsome reel with your grandmother as long as it didn't disturb your instruments.
Oh, well, Bango's McKinnon's evidence.
It's all right. I'll put some sticky on it. Look,
if it happened... If it happened, don't you think the devil could step over your benighted instruments? Don't you? Come on, speak.
Perhaps.
Easy, Roz.
Oh, don't you easy me. You were there. You saw what happened. Don't easy me. This boy here, this poor little bastard, he's 19 and he's onto the biggest discovery he'll ever make in his life. And all he can say is, beg your pardon, nothing on the tape.
What's it to you, for God's sake? I believe you are possessed.
I'm putting a stop to this right now.
Oh, no, don't run off the moment you're confronted with a real thing. You're supposed to be the man of steel who stays up all night on the haunted hill.
Would you mind moving, please?
Yes. Yes, I would. You told me to be quiet, you little snot. Well, I'm telling you now. You can hear me out.
Roz.
You're not in a laboratory now. You're on a mountain, in a field. Stone, grass. It isn't in your mind. Grass, night, cold, strange. Doesn't even know it, poor child. Poor zombie.
Shut up, you silly bitch. You're a teacher in a comprehensive school, not Jane the Jungle Girl.
It's off now. All finished. Okay?
Oh, now plug yourself in. Quick, before your battery
That's
runs.
That's enough, Roz. Ollie's right.
Oh, of course he's right. He's dead on.
No. I mean, nothing happened earlier. It was just a joke. Nothing to do with Ollie.
What was?
All that, on the rock.
How do you mean?
I didn't go down the hill. I climbed the rock and fell. Pretended to.
Too late for that one, Alan.
It's the truth. It was all make-believe. I played sacrificial victim.
Call the other one love.
It was easy. A bit of nerve. A bit of booze. I did a backflip.
I don't believe you, Alan.
You want me to show you?
You'd have killed yourself. I don't believe you. You were half cut.
Yes, at least. Never have done it else. It was a joke. A bloody awful joke. A bloody good joke, actually. I was pissed, right? I was pissed off with you to start with. I wanted my night under canvas with a randy girlfriend. No such luck. Got drunk. Got the idea. Got back. I had to listen to you playing footsie with young Frankenstein. I felt high up there. Angry high. Drunk in the dark. I knew I could do anything I tried.
On jealousy? Bollocks.
All right, I don't know why. I wanted to. You're such a sucker for the magic moment.
You're lying.
Am I? You can both watch this time. Ah. No machine. Now home. Might make a mess of it. Without the backing.
Break your back for all I care. I'm going to bed.
I see. I like it. You'd rather believe I saw something.
You poor bastard. I know you did.
Yes. A man and a woman face the age-old question of paternity beside a sacrificial stone, where mankind first confronted it and sacrificed the guilty he or she who'd managed to make the connection might spread the secret word. You surprised me with all that. Very ingenious.
Yes. Actually, not very historical, I don't think.
No, I dare say not.
Thanks. Rather makes my point.
Sorry? Your point being...
I mean about the supernatural and getting taken in. I didn't like to say earlier.
No. No, well done. Well restrained.
I wouldn't mind seeing a backflip, though. From 8 feet up.
Only do miracles for lost sheep. You've a ways to go. I learnt it in the army. Party piece. Paratroop boys did double flips off 10-foot walls. Long time ago, mind. I even landed on my feet.
It was a bit harsh, wasn't it? As a joke?
That's what you make of it that counts.
Yes, all right, it was.
Wind's died down. It's getting light.
Time for a kip, I think. If the ladies simmered down...
Your sleeping bag.
Just testing.
Look, Alan, I don't want to interfere.
No, quiet, piss off then. Don't take it literally, boy. You're the one with the written permission to be here.
Why didn't you go to the sea?
Pardon?
If she loves water so much.
Nice to know you've been paying attention.
Well, don't mind my asking, do you?
Nope.
The way she talked before. I don't know if I was supposed to, you know?
Make a pass at her?
I mean, to make you jealous, say.
Oh, is that how people do it? You just want to know whether she fancies you. Can't tell you that, son.
She turn you on, then?
Do you love her?
Yes. Next question.
Oh, you're beyond me, you two. This is love. Is it?
Ask me in the morning.
Alan?
What is it now?
It is morning. No. It's about something different.
What? I'm tired, Ollie. One more and that's it.
How do you...
I said one more question.
Yes, sir.
Then you're out.
Did you really jump off the rock?
Why do you want to know? For the sheer technical proficiency of it? Or for the occult casebook?
Both, I think.
Can't have it both ways. Got to choose. The lady or the tiger?
Why?
Good one. That's it then.
What?
Your last question. Why? That one was out. Sleep well.
God. You bring it all back. Bloody teachers, what gives you the right?
It's 10 o'clock. Can I come in the tent?
What for?
Sleep. It's too hot out here. And it's damp under the rock. Can I?
No. It's your tent. You come in, I'm coming out. What are you doing?
And he huffed and he puffed. Taking down my tent.
Oh, shove off. Now, that is childish.
Giving prizes?
Sleepy.
Go on, then. I'll be picking flowers.
Where's Ollie?
Vanished in a puff of smoke.
Because of me? Oh, God.
Don't know your own strength.
Was I the wicked witch?
No. No, I just got fed up with him.
Nice lad.
Wasn't he? Breakfast?
No.
Roz? Still feeling spooked?
Don't think I want to talk about it, thanks.
Just put the nails down, then. Or talk about it. Which is it to be?
Alan, I've had it with the catechism. I just want to sit down in the sun, enjoy the view, and relax.
Fine.
While you pack up your tent.
All right.
And take me to the nearest station.
Suits me.
Right. Now let's try playing human beings. I played a rather silly joke. A rather dangerous joke from where I was standing, roughly 8 feet up. Unless you think I meant to push you back into the analyst's arms. Good name for a pub, that. What do you?
Take more than that.
All right. A silly joke, then. Which I take it you have it in you to forgive. In due course, obviously. Particularly since there was some provocation. Yes? Given your tete-a-tete with Thing, young Lochinvar. I won't press that one. All in my imagination, shall we say.
All in my hearing, mind you. I confess to that one. Couldn't sleep. Too drunk. I promise you, I would rather not have heard all that precision footwork. None of which matters a damn, does it? I told your life story to a perfect stranger. I mentioned water babies.
Mention anything you like.
Well, yes, I wouldn't say you were the only one caught on the horns of that. Which is to say it's not your private problem.
Who has private problems?
With me around? Fine. What is your problem, then? Put it another way. Why did you come away with me? You asked earlier.
You walked away, if you recall.
All right. That was last night. Both behaving badly. Or bewitched, in your version. I'll tell you now, if you like. Well, because you can keep up with me. Especially when I'm carrying the bags. Because you're bright. Because you're not bad-looking. Because you're a great lay. Because I wanted to be out here with someone who wasn't asking me to wave a wand and make them different. I think. Because I wanted to see you away from school and streets. Because you've got balls. And because I've got to tell you I found someone else.
What? Have you?
No. And finally, because you're such a good sport. And a fool.
You can't resist it, can you?
Work, though. You're a natural kid. Now let's see the colour of your money.
I came here to be alone with you.
Well, you made a hash of that one. Your idea, sharing it with Ollie. If we did.
Come again?
If he was here, I mean. All seems a bit unreal in retrospect. No, I told you, didn't I? He was the devil. Whoever he was, you wanted him in on it.
There were 5 more days. 5 more places.
What, for intimacy? True confessions? I came here to be myself, not for some mutual collapse called love.
That's what love is.
No, that's what love isn't. God knows what it is, but I'm damn sure it's not about putting other people to the test. It's about trusting yourself.
Oh, that's funny. That really is. I thought this whole thing was a test. See if she can handle the great outdoors. The little school mum from out east. I trust myself. It's as simple as that, Alan. And I don't trust you. I think something happened last night. Bizarre, banal, who cares? I mean, you didn't want to know either way. You didn't trust yourself. You covered up.
And so began the cover-up.
Oh, shut up.
Bizarre, banal, who cares? You said it. These aren't the questions, are they? Did I own up to seeing hoo-has on a hillside? Who the hell cares? If you want to spend your life specifically with someone who sees spooks regular, join the Psychic Society. They've probably got a data believer file. There's thousands of them, true crazies, not a bit like Ollie. The questions are, what kind of life do you want to live? What kind of life would we live? Where? With whom? Unless you know you want to take up ghost hunting.
No.
Well, then. There was a young man of Khartoum, took a feminist up to his room. They argued all night as to who had the right to do what and where and to whom.
Seems one of us has got it wrong.
Different versions, that's all. That's what you get with an oral tradition. Come here.
It's not the versions. We might even agree. I might even agree with yours.
Which is?
Oh, somewhere up in the Arctic Circle, studying the specimens, working late in the laboratory.
Waiting for the blob from outer space?
No. Waiting for the Holocaust.
I see. Which I survive up in the Arctic.
We? Which we survive?
I'm with you now. And you're back in the igloo breeding ice babies in neat ice cubes to store away until the fallout's gone. Why bother? Or are we the fittest in your fantasy?
Don't have to say so. You just have the instinct in my fantasy.
Do we? But you'd come away with me, would you? To the ends of the earth?
I might do. If I trusted you.
Look, suppose I did the backflip now.
All right.
What would it prove? Only that I could do them. Not that I told the truth last night. Or if I said, okay, Russ. Okay, sorry, you're right. I saw the blob in the moonlight and denied it, Lord. Would you believe me?
Say it first.
Well, how would you know, then?
I'd know.
So you say. I took you in last time, remember? Suppose we start with something simple. See if we can take the tent down.
First, I'd like to see the backflip. For the sheer technical proficiency of it. That's all.
I believe you. I did a somersault once, in midair, on ski training. Just for the hell of it. Those were the days. I could have killed myself. There was an icy ridge coming out of the wood. Big drop. Up and over. I was down and travelling again before I even realised. That was the day the kid knew he was going to be the champ.
Bit busy, were you, love, for the Olympics?
Well, I'd done me back in anyway. I had!
Too many somersaults?
No fear. I wasn't even on the slopes. I was just in the garden pruning the bloody apple tree. First house we had. I don't know how it happened. Couldn't stand up. I lay there, 10 yards from the kitchen door. Couldn't even crawl at first. It started to rain after a while. I could have cried for help. Only I fancied myself in those days. Reckoned they wouldn't have forgotten it, the neighbours there, finding me whining in the grass. Took me 3 hours to get halfway. Could hardly breathe for pain. I crawled. I made it. Burning with pride, knowing how stupid it was. I can remember Jan's dad coming round to give me the spiritual back rub. I didn't know that, did you? I married the padre's daughter. True. Last crack at the faith. Or at debauching it, I'm not sure which. Father-in-law, sitting on the settee, which he bought us, says, "You knew the grass was watching, Alan Ladd." It wasn't the manly achievement that turned him on. It was the pantheism. He'd have made me bishop if he'd had the clout. "Bollocks, Father," says I. "It wasn't watching. That was how I made it, because it was down to me." He gave me the smile. They never let you go. You bare your teeth at them. They'll shove the flesh of Christ into your mouth before you can say, "Slip the disc." So sod your faith, Padre. Your love, your peace of God. You're smiling through, not drowning.
What you mean is, the grass doesn't care.
Doesn't give a damn, not interested.
Is that the same thing?
As?
Not watching.
Missed your vocation. Give us a sermon.
Give us a line on the barometer.
Ah, yes. We never sorted that one out. The wandering barometer. Who moved the stone, we used to call that one. Int seminary. Remember that? Christ's tomb. Ugh. Hefty lads, the disciples.
Just a line, all right? No parables.
It wasn't me, love. I had bigger fish to fry.
Well, then?
Genuine article, if you like. A miracle. That's fine by me, Ross. Couldn't be a sceptic, could I, if the inexplicable didn't exist? You call it what you want? That better? What I understand, I name. What I don't understand, I don't. Seems silly to confuse the two. Or it could have been Ollie. Like it? You'll never know for sure, Roz. Try to be content with that. It's called sanity. That goes for us, too. Don't you understand that? The only thing you'll ever know for sure is how you feel.
When they pack me off to the psychiatrist...
You said no parables.
When they pack me off to the psychiatrist... Not to your pal, the one you like, who pushed me in the stupid pool. There were a few before him. This one was a caricature. He had the accent. All he needed was the hunchback. One day he says, You know, my dear, I too have my doubts about psychoanalysis. Well, I said we've got one thing in common then. He seemed put out. As soon as I made a joke, he'd give me a sort of lizard stare as if to say, I read between the lines, my dear, that's why you'll pay me. It was like being with a nutcase. I mean, talk about analysis being the disease of which it claims to be the cure. It's worse. Analysts are the disease. He couldn't hear what I said, only what he thought I meant. And if I used his language, he couldn't hear anything at all. Well, I said I wasn't coming back. Rightfully sorry. At which he uttered the immortal line, you are the little girl who does not want to learn to swim. Which was ironic, given my past. Unless he was being double clever. Well, I think it was his stock line to defaulting patience, that's all. If I wanted out, I must be ill, right? And if I wanted information, all I got was doubt. Heads I win, tails you lose. Does that remind you of anyone you know?
And what did you do?
Walked out.
Good for you. I'll drop you at the station if that's what you want.
If that's all you're offering.
You want the backflip. It's not really information.
It'll do. I trust you, Alan. Despite all the chat, a bit too light on your feet sometimes.
You want your pound of flesh.
I want a gesture.
God help us.
So wait on. You had your turn. Your joke. It's not proof what I'm asking. It's not words. I just think I've earned it.
Okay, Rusk.
Here we go. I don't know. Seemed smaller last night, the rock.
Careful. Mind the grass.
Car's still there. Thought you'd like to know. Victory! I named this rock. Hello, what's this?
Oh, good name. What's the matter? Alan, what is it?
What it says here on the rock. Alan loves Carol.
Yes.
Well, that's what I said. What I guessed when you said you'd found an inscription. I said those two names off the top of my head. Those names.
Yes, I know.
But you said it was something else.
It was. I wrote that one with my bit of glass. You do believe me, don't you? Don't you believe me?
Ask me in a moment. Ready?
No, stop. Please, look, that'll do, Alan. Come down now.
Uh-uh.
Look, you've made your point. I know you'd do it, love, all right?
Okay. I was counting on that.
No, you weren't. Don't you ever give up.
Right then.
No, Alan!
You're frightened.
Yes.
Of the bogeyman, Satan's revenge.
No, look, I don't want to see you hurt yourself. That's not the way I want it.
Raw, your pound of flesh.
Stop it.
I'm not going to let you get away with spooks, do you understand?
You'll break your back trying to prove me wrong, you stupid bastard. Look, I'm sorry, Alan. It doesn't matter, truly. Look, I don't care anymore. Just come down.
Right.
No, Alan. Alan!
Roz?
I'm here.
God, where have you been?
You were out cold. I went for help.
That was quick.
I didn't go in the end. I'm sorry, should I lift you up?
No. But you can approach. I'm not a bloody ghost. Did you think I was having you on or what?
Well, it occurred to me. I stopped by the tree, though, and looked back. I saw movement, so, I mean, did occur to me. Shall I go now, fetch a doctor?
If you like. Just don't be so contrite. I don't blame you a bit.
How is it?
Bloody awful.
Can you stand?
Would I be lying like this?
I mean, could you make it to the car?
I doubt it.
If I helped you?
I'd rather not take the risk.
I'll get a doctor then.
Hang on. I want a cigarette first.
Is that what you were really after? Bloody madman.
It's not that bad. Not like the last time in the garden.
Well, then, not enough of a challenge, I suppose. All right, I'll save you the 10-yard dash.
I think I've made my gesture.
Yes. It wasn't exactly a thundering success, my darling.
Promoted darling, am I? What do I get for a somersault?
Kick up the backside. Shall I light it for you?
Thanks.
You'll miss a bit of next term, if you're lucky.
I'll avoid the common room. Hard cheese. Here you did your back end. On the razzle with the mermaid. Overdid it, eh?
I'm sorry, Alan.
No. Cocked it up, that's all. Harder in daylight.
Obviously. It wasn't proof I wanted. There's no proof. I wanted you to tell me, that's all.
I did. Honest Injun, I'd love to have seen a vision. Waiting all my life. I'm longing for it. But I didn't. You saw me up there last night. That's all there was to see.
It won't do, Alan. Not after the barometer. And not after your jump. You were nowhere near a bloody backflip.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, miss. Can I do it again, miss, to get a better mark?
All right, let's leave it then.
I mean, do you think it's quite the moment? Miss?
Yes. Yes, I think it's quite the moment. When's the moment, then? In 3 weeks' time, when you're off the crutches, and you can say, oh, that, oh, yes, that funny night we spent out in the wilds with pranks and cranks and things that go bump in the night.
Will it wear off, then?
Yes, it'll wear off. By God, it will. Backflip, my royal Irish arse. You hit the ground bloody horizontal. Landed on your back, didn't you? I'm not surprised. The only exercise I've seen you take was on the children's ski slopes, and that wasn't exactly grand slalom. You're pushing 40, Alan, and you're unfit. Let's get back to reality. You couldn't have done a backflip last night, drunk or sober, not to save your life.
Jump backwards off an 8-foot rock, though, now. What for? To save my pride? You're balmy if you think that.
Oh, I'm impressed, believe me, by your courage. When I think how much fear it must have taken to be driven to a stunt like that. The fear of owning up.
You're balmy, woman. None of it matters, not that much. Think it through.
I have. You gave up once on other worlds, long time ago. But once they get you, boy, your words, they never let you go. I think you'd do anything. Anything rather than go back on your knees. You'd rather lie there on your back.
I want you, Ross. You understand? I love you.
It's not about me. I wish to God it was.
It's never about you, is it? That'd be risking too much, wouldn't it? You'd have to ante up. You'd have to be there for the ceremony.
Well, where am I, then? You're looking at me.
God knows where you are. Saving yourself for Christ knows what. The gates of heaven. Go on. Fetch the doctor, Ross. That's all I get from you.
Just tell me, Alan, please. If you'll go to that sort of length to hide, it isn't on. I'll fetch a doctor, but that's all. Tell me now.
It's too late, love. I saw no visions. Saw no ship. Blind eye or not. I jumped. I made it. Magic, if you like. If you insist. A bloody backflip. That's miraculous by any standards. This morning, I was bloody paralysed. But I knew I had to do it, even if you'd let me off. You wanted a leap of faith. You got it. That's all there is. I failed. You've got an out now, if you want one.
When we met, I...
When we met what? A blank check every time.
Yes, blank. Made out to you. That's what you're asking. I make out the check to you.
Wrong.
I have to believe you.
No, you saw me, Roz, last night on the rock. Just me. What you want to believe is what I said.
I trusted that.
Then have another go. That's how it works. It's all a matter of invention every bloody time.
It is. For you.
When we met what? That's over.
What do we do now?
You fetch the doctor.
While you lie there, like the lost prospector.
I'll be all right.
I'll rig up an awning.
I'll survive. It isn't the Sahara. It's not the Arctic Circle either.
I'll go then. Do you want a pillow?
Christ, a pillow? Why do you think we came here in the first place? If it wasn't to talk to the last bits of grass, see if they're still listening.
Only watching.
Lip reading, though.
I wish we hadn't talked so much.
Yeah. That's how they say the dinosaurs died.
How do you mean?
Forgot to eat.
Back soon.
That's what they said.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't like to leave you here. It is the devil's birthplace, after all. But then you'll be all right. If you're right.
I'll be all right. Call yourself grass. Brace up, then. Yes, I'm talking to you. 5 minutes left, you blades, till school's out. Little story. Stop that shuffling in the back row. Little story. Settle down, stop fidgeting. Man in the desert, on his own, dying of thirst. Falls to his knees, crawls up a dune, sees the golden city right ahead. Crawls over. Mirage. There's a camel. Camel, on its own, also dying of thirst, falls to its knees. Together they crawl up a dune, see an oasis right ahead. Crawl over. Camel gets there first, plunges his head into the water. Crocodile comes up and bites his head off. Man reaches the water. Crocodile stares back at him. Man crawls on. Up a dune. Sees a holy man praying right ahead. Crawls over.
Help! He cries. Give me some water.
Can't, says the holy man.
Why not?
Because I'm a mirage. Funny sort of mirage, thinks our hero. Talking mirage. Funny sort of place, though. What's your story, fellow? Says the holy man.
Well, there's a crocodile in that oasis. If I drink, he'll bite my head off. If I don't, I'll die of thirst. What do I do?
Change the story. Says the mirage. Laugh, you bastards. I didn't hear the bell.